With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump may postpone his long-anticipated trip to China later this month.
President looks forward to visiting China. The dates may be moved. As commander-in-chief, it's his number one priority right now to ensure the continued success of this operation, Epic Fury. So we'll keep you posted on the dates as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. Israel is reporting damage in central areas after Iran launched more missiles today. Iranian drones also caused flight disruptions at Dubai International Airport. On the war front, Admiral Brad Cooper, who commands the U.S. Central Command, says the military is focused on Iran's threats to freighters carrying oil and natural gas in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
Through a combination of air, land, and maritime capabilities, we have successfully destroyed over 100 Iranian naval vessels, and we aren't done. We will continue to rapidly deplete Iran's ability to threaten freedom of navigation in and around the Strait of Hormuz.
The closure of the strait has triggered higher energy prices. AAA says today's national average for gasoline is $3.71 a gallon. Lots of extreme weather hitting the U.S., says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
There are about 7.8 million people under a blizzard warning. We have another 217,000 under winter storm warnings. There's high wind warnings affecting 7 million people. There is a tornado watch affecting 5.5 million. Severe thunderstorm watch is affecting 6.5 million.
Checking, Wall Street stocks are trading in positive territory, up more than 1%. S&P 500 is ahead by 60 points. The NASDAQ is trading higher by 242 points. This is SRN News. The use of AI chatbots is popular with kids, as correspondent Michael Harrington tells us.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitism is surging around the world this month. A fire erupted at the entrance to a synagogue in the Netherlands last Friday. A week ago, a bomb was set off outside a synagogue in Belgium. And in the U.S. last week, a man drove his truck into a Jewish house of worship outside Detroit. This latest surge in attacks on Jews coincides with the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran. This is SRN News. The United States has made an historic shift when it comes to its trade dynamics.
America is importing more goods from Taiwan than from China for the first time in decades. This change is primarily attributed to the implementation of tariffs and a substantial surge in demand for technology products, particularly those related to artificial intelligence.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor. A former Colorado funeral home owner faces 20 years in prison after giving families fake ashes. She helped her ex-husband hide nearly 200 decomposing bodies. Carrie Halford is asking for leniency when she is sentenced later today. The WNBA's commissioner says progress is being made toward getting a new collective bargaining agreement. The two sides met for another marathon negotiating session yesterday. It ended about 3 o'clock this morning. More talks are scheduled later today. More details at srnnews.com.